In the United States, tens of millions of people in the last several weeks have joined the ranks of the unemployed. This is the largest and most talented pool of people looking for work at any one time in the country's history. For most, they were completely blindsided by the pandemic and the effects it would have on their careers and their ability to provide for themselves and their families. As the country and businesses begin to reopen, there will be a frenzy of activity among those looking for work and the employers that are hiring. In order to provide some guidance for the recently unemployed, I talked to Jerome Turnink. Jerome is founder and CEO of Smart Recruiters and the author of the book, Hiring Success. For nearly three decades, Jerome has been involved in matching talent with the companies that are hiring. His advice starts with two areas well within the job seeker's control.
It's about keeping the morale up. That's probably easier said than done. But you didn't choose to be in this situation. You choose how you respond. Same as the business. So if I'm currently unemployed, looking for a new role, I start by one, looking or setting up for myself clear objectives of learning something new every day or every week. There's lots of offering out there from learning platforms, free courses from universities, right? Get yourself a degree or a certification, learn a new skill, use this time to actually upskill yourself.
Since most job interviews are structured around a candidate's previous employment, Jerome warns against saying anything derogatory about a former employer. Rather, he says to stay focused on what was accomplished and what was learned.
Do not talk about your previous employers in any negative way or previous experiences, as in, I tried that, it failed. Then I went here and it failed as well. Then I went there, I had some successes, but eventually it failed. Like, this does not help. Instead, focus on what have you achieved, what have you learned, and what can you do for the company or for the job. So focus on the learnings and focus on yourself and how you are going to apply those learnings to the job, as opposed to the contextual history of your past employment.
For some people looking for new work, this is a unique opportunity to reinvent themselves and find a passion in a new industry. That will be frightening for some, but they should use the time they have right now to explore and see if a new field is for them. Not surprisingly, Jerome says that training and pursuing certifications is key for those looking to change fields.
If you're going to go into an entirely new field and industry, train. Just follow online courses, get a certification. There's many things, like many opportunities to actually train yourself. So go do what you love.
The next few weeks will reveal a lot about how our economy will look as more and more states open up for business. If you are looking for your next opportunity, make sure you are ready and take Jerome's advice. Keep your morale high. Surrounding yourself with positive people will help. Don't denigrate your previous employer. That isn't going to be helpful for you or for anyone who might be looking at hiring you. Finally, take this opportunity to learn and explore as much as you can. It may lead to a new job, a new career, a new field, and a life that is better than it was before. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a genius. Thank you also to Jerome Turnick. You can learn more about him and his company Smart Recruiters at smartrecruiters.com.